I will now hand over to Robin for a mixed bag of stories.
We now have depressing stories from the care and health sector, but more cheerful tales about animals. A Norwich care home has been ranked as inadequate. The county council has been accused of blocking help for children with special educational needs and disabilities. And the naming of a project to sell off care homes has been described as tasteless. The story behind Budge, the cathedral cat, has been revealed, and the RSPCA has highlighted the 2025 story of a Norfolk dog. Alison will start us off.
A care home for vulnerable people has been ranked as inadequate after breaching multiple legal regulations. Stirling House in Thorpe Road has breached 7 legal regulations, a new report published by the Care Quality Commission on December the 19th reveals. The report states the service did not provide care in an environment which was safe and was ranked inadequate across all criteria. The care home is run by White and Stirling Residential Care Limited, who, according to the assessment, have not been effectively monitoring risks such as dehydration, malnutrition and choking. One relative told the CQC that the home needs more staff, they're run off their feet. Another person's relative said they have concerns at night when asked about staffing numbers. The home is being placed in special measures and has been given a time frame to improve the quality of the care provided. Diana Boros, the home manager, said, "The home is under new management. We've already started to make improvements and will continue to do so in the future."
Norfolk County Council has been accused of trying to stop a worker for one of the county's MPs from being involved in tribunal hearings involving children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND. Southwest Norfolk MP Terry Jeremy is one of only 2 members of parliament who employ specialist SEND caseworkers, a move prompted by a sharp rise in families seeking additional educational support for their children. The county has seen a huge surge in such demand in recent years, with assessments for conditions such as autism and ADHD more than doubling in just 4 years. Some cases and decisions over which schools children are placed in can end up in tribunals where an independent body considers the actions of the council. Labour MP Mr Jeremy has been sent a letter by Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council questioning his caseworkers' involvement in those tribunals, which Mr Jeremy said is an attempt to stop them supporting families. Mr Jeremy said, "This letter from Norfolk County Council is a sad and yet perfect example of their distressing approach to SEND. Instead of working to help children and young people with SEND, they have sought to limit the vital support my office provides." The council said Mr Jeremy had misinterpreted the letter.
Council officials have distanced themselves from a tasteless name given to plans which have left question marks over the future of 30 Norfolk care homes and housing with care schemes. Proposals which could lead to them closing or being sold to private companies are causing uncertainty for hundreds of vulnerable people, yet external consultants labelled the initiative Project Victory. Norfolk County councillors said they had seen that title used in documents produced by consultants who have been exploring what should happen to homes once the contract to run them, currently done by County Hall's company Norse Care, ends in March this year. A county council spokesman said the phrase Project Victory had only been used by external consultants and had never been used internally. Asked how much interest there had been in taking on the homes and when a decision will be made, the spokesman said, "We continue to explore the possibilities of investment into the residential care estate owned by the council. A robust process is taking place to identify the best partners to deliver the transformation needed, while ensuring that residents continue to receive the care and support that they need.
For centuries, Norwich Cathedral has been a piece of architecture visited by hundreds of thousands of tourists and locals. And now the Dean of Norwich has revealed Budge, the site's adventurous 8-year-old cat, used to be one of these guests before being adopted 5 years ago from a home owner in the Close. The Dean of Norwich, Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "Budge loves to wander. Last year, he even snuck into the nativity scene at the cathedral. He used to belong to a homeowner nearby. But after an amicable conversation with them, we decided to adopt him. Visitors will often find the tabby cat asleep in the main part of the church and even in the shop. He's a real character," Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock said. "Although he loves to laze around inside, he has also been known to walk far afield. We are unsure how he got his name, but he is very adventurous."
The heartwarming tale of a lost dog from Norwich has been included in a list of the RSPCA's top rescues of 2025. Rita and Philip Potter were devastated when their 5-year-old Labrador, called Daisy, was snatched from their garden in Old Buckenham in 2017. At the time, an eyewitness described seeing a man run up the drive before picking up Daisy and putting her in the back of a silver pickup truck. Fast forward to February 2025, and RSPCA Inspector Kim Walters found an emaciated dog during routine investigations in Weston-super-Mare in Somerset. She checked the pooch's microchip and discovered she was marked as missing. Daisy was taken to an RSPCA centre in Somerset before being driven across the country and back to her Old Buckenham home. Mrs. Potter said, "We kept a photograph on the mantelpiece and we'd look at it every day, thinking of her and where she might be. So it's an absolute dream come true that the RSPCA found her and has returned her to us, where she belongs. We are so, so grateful."
That good news ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features. But for now, it's goodbye from both Alison Aplin and myself, Robin Quine.
Goodbye.